Welcome back, Changemakers. I've got a question for you. Do you have a career strategy? Do you even know what your next move is going to be? Whatever your answer to those questions, there's one thing I want you to do differently. I want you to ignore the job market. And instead, for the next few minutes at least, I want you to focus on you. Let's get started. Doing a piece of research at the moment into the Great Resignation. I'm doing it with some colleagues from across the world. One of the interesting things that we've noticed is the Great Resignation is not just about COVID. In fact, there's a convergence of things going on. COVID is absolutely one of those, but another is the rate at which traditional businesses are crumbling and the speed at which much more technical solutions are taking their place. On top of that, there's a growing understanding that there's no such thing as a job for life anymore. And what our research is telling us is that the people out there in the marketplace are now starting to take a radically different approach. They're deploying strategic thinking. So instead of asking themselves, what can I do? They're asking, who am I? And indeed, they're being even more fundamental than that and asking, why do I want to do this next? So to help us think strategically, let's examine a way of thinking that Edward de Bono made famous called lateral thinking. So very often in life, we deploy vertical thinking. We go from one point to the next. It's all very logical. Whereas lateral thinking is an opportunity to do things differently. Look outside the box, consider alternatives, and open up a world of opportunities. Let me give you some examples. A vertical thinking question might be, can I do more than one job? Whereas a lateral thinking question might be, can I have more than one career? And of course, the answer to that is yes. I think the current average is something like people entering the workplace right now will have 7 careers. Another vertical question, how can I earn more money? The lateral alternative could be, how can I make myself more valuable? A vertical question might be, what can I go back to college and study for my 2nd or 3rd or 4th qualification? The lateral alternative might be, who's going to pay me to gain the experience that I'm looking for while I'm busy delivering some results for them? So let's have a think about how we can go about some of this lateral thinking. It all starts with being absolutely crystal clear on your goal. So go back to the income question. Is your goal to earn more money or is it to create a better lifestyle? Getting clear on the question is pivotal to the success of our lateral thinking. And where we go from there is we start asking questions. We set questions for ourselves, but we also go out and talk to others. Group brainstorming sessions are brilliant for this. And the reason is you've always got more than one perspective. You've got your own, you've got their perspective. And when you get in discussion, you'll probably generate a 3rd, a 4th, and a 5th perspective. Your aim is to generate options, options which you can consider from all angles and reflect on and ponder which is going to be right for you. And in this regard, the word else is really helpful. So if you've got a solution or an idea, asking how else could this be done prompts the brain to think of more ideas. And just when you think you've thought of everything, ask yourselves, what else? Sometimes just the words prompt another idea. But here's a powerful one. We quite often, when it comes to thinking about our own careers and our own job moves, we think it's all down to us. So ask yourself the question, who else? Who else could be involved? Who else might have an idea? Who else might have a solution that I can tune into and replicate? But let's go back to the strategic perspective. And as you're mapping out your career, ask yourself the big question, the why question. Why have you decided that this is the only route for you? Why have you decided that this idea is better than that idea? Be hard on yourself, challenge yourself. And if you find that the reasons are very personal, that's great. But if you find the reasons are more to do with other people or a sense of responsibility or potentially a misplaced understanding of risk, then push yourself to stand back and give it another thought. You see, in just about all of the data captured from people leaving organizations, switching careers, income is very rarely the prime motive. More often than not, it's to do with something more personal than that. It's to do with their perspective on life, their understanding of who they are, their thoughts and dreams on how they want to contribute to society. And that's the strategic perspective I'd like you to take when you consider your career. What's the impact that you want to make? How do you want to contribute to the world? And that may be defined by how you consider your world. It could be that your world is you and your family, and looking after them is your number one priority. That's great. Or it could be that you have a bigger world vision and see yourself as just one cog in something much more dynamic. That too is great, but at least get some clarity for yourself. Quite often we make decisions in our careers based on our thoughts as a teenager, or maybe even as a young person in our 20s. But now may be your best opportunity to think differently. Explore some lateral questions. Explore some lateral solutions. It may just give you some food for thought and some ideas on what you could do differently. Okay, I hope that's been of some use. Leave me a question down below if you have something specific you'd like to ask. But otherwise, I'll see you back here again next week. Take care.